Above average unemployment and weak income indicators persist in Philadelphia. That's according to the Fitch Rating Service, which also notes the city's school district with a BB outlook negative rating remains a challenge for the city. Philadelphia's finances are monitored by the Pennsylvania Intergovernmental Cooperation Authority, or PICA, and Governor Tom Corbett has tapped Philadelphia law partner at Obermeyer, it's a Philadelphia firm, Lawrence Tabus, to serve out as an unpaid two-year term on the board of PICA. Mr. Tabus, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you, Dave. I'm glad to be here.
Tell us more about the mission of PICA and how it interfaces with the city.
Well, when PICA was first created by the legislature, it was to help oversee and manage the city's financial crisis at that particular time and to provide it with guidance and support and help it look for alternative ways of keeping its finances under control so that it could meet its expenses in the ordinary course and provide for the citizens and keep the city a vibrant place to live.
Perhaps no longer in crisis mode, but what are the top priorities as you see them?
We're in a different kind of a crisis now. We're not at the one that was at the door in 1991, but we are certainly in a very severe situation on two fronts as I see it. One is the deep deficits, as you started to allude to, in the school district, which is outside of the control of PICA, but those are enormous deficits and costs that will have to be made up. And number two are the pension and retirement benefit costs and expenses that are legally contracted by the city that have to be paid over the years, while at the same time continuing to pay for the services of people who are working now for the city of Philadelphia.
But if those are legal obligations, how can they be amended or curtailed?
Well, it's not so much that they can be amended or curtailed without some drastic remedy like Detroit did with a bankruptcy, and I certainly do not advocate or want anything like that. And I had been a bankruptcy lawyer, so I know how that can be adverse to a city. But the city is going to have to plan and budget and figure out ways of supporting and making those payments and or developing alternatives for future employees so that those costs will continue not to spiral and literally end up putting the city insolvent.
As we touched on the schools, it's kind of a three-legged stool with funding coming from the city, the state, and whatever givebacks might come from the teachers' union. Talk about efforts by the city to have the state authorize this split where $120 million is generated through extending the sales tax, and then that money would be split between the pension fund and the schools.
Well, that is part of an alternative way of trying to help the state's largest municipality to survive that dual crisis that I spoke about, the schools versus the pension. We have to do something for the schools, and I know there's new leadership down there with Bill Green taking over and others who have joined that board. But if we can't provide the children in this city with a quality education, so that when they graduate, they can be as productive as possible in the society, then we have failed as a city and as a future. While a lot of young people are very enthusiastic about Philadelphia, when they're asked, would you stay and raise your children here in this city, they say, no, we will move out to a suburban area because of the educational system here.
But that split we're referring to and also city efforts to increase the cigarette tax also require approval in Harrisburg. To what extent can PICA help influence that result?
Well, that's where I hope that I can be helpful. I have many relationships with people in Harrisburg and have worked for counties and others throughout the Commonwealth. And I think there's a perception issue that has to be worked on. And, you know, a lot of people outside of the city of Philadelphia may be consider it to be just a very costly municipality that just doesn't seem to be able to get on its feet financially. And I think it's important that the rest of the Commonwealth recognize that Philadelphia is a major asset to the Commonwealth, and that benefits all of us in so many different levels. So I'm hoping that I'll be able to bridge some of those perceptions.
Mr. Tabus, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Lawrence Tabus, a partner at the Philadelphia firm Obermeyer, where he serves as a partner, also chairman of the Election Law Practice Group, and currently the general counsel of the Republican State Committee of Pennsylvania.